It is time now for a check on sports. Let's bring in Mike Causey. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
So the Mets are doing it again. They've got seven victories under their belt. They swept the Sox. They're giving just enough hope to their fans.
The White Sox.
Yeah, but the White Sox
The Sox.
I know, but the White Sox are not a terrible team.
No, they're only 14 games under 500.
Yeah, well, in that division, that's a good team.
They're 19 games out.
Yeah, but still, they've won seven games in a row. I mean,
they're the White Sox.
I know, but they've won seven games in a row. They put themselves in a position to give their fans hope, and they'll probably crush their fans.
Well, if you think that a team that's two games under 500 has hope, they have hope.
It's not me. I'm talking about their fans. I'm talking about
their
fans.
I don't think they have any chance to do anything.
All right. Well,
I think they're a boat on the water without an engine, and the U-boat's coming with a nice big torpedo to put it at the bottom of the ocean.
All right. Now, what about the Red Sox?
They're inconsistent.
Yeah,
That's them. They're inconsistent.
Man.
Well, they've been this way all year. I mean, there's nothing you could think any differently. Last weekend, they put it all together against the Yankees, and they beat them up. This week, they played the Rays and lost four in a row. They're inconsistent all year long. That's the Red Sox.
That's their MO.
This year. Soon as you think they put something together and they're on their way,
boom.
This happens.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a threat because of the way they're able to play at times.
Yeah.
But if you think that they can string a wild card game, championship series, whatever else you have to go through, that's not going to happen with the Red Sox. They may come out if they make the playoffs and beat somebody by 10 runs in a play-in game. Then the best of five, they could get swept. That's the Red Sox this year.
All right. Looking at the scoreboard once again, several games with the high numbers. Philadelphia over San Francisco, 10-2. Toronto over Baltimore, 11-2. Tampa Bay, of course, 9 runs over the Red Sox. Houston, 7-1 over Cleveland. St. Louis, 8-0 over Chicago. The Dodgers over San Diego, 8-2. Not too many close games yesterday.
There's not too many close games in baseball, period, anymore.
Yeah.
When you get one, they say, it wasn't the right thing. We have to put the sponge balls back in so we can start hitting some more homers. But there was a statement game yesterday with Houston beating Cleveland 7-1. Yeah. One of their aces rolled out. Garrett Cole yesterday pitched a really good game against them. Cleveland only managed 6 hits. And Houston had 11 hits and 7 runs. Houston flexed their muscles yesterday. Cole pitched 7 innings, didn't pitch great, 4 hits. In my standards, didn't pitch great. 4 hits, 2 walks, only 4 strikeouts, 1 earned run. But they have a bullpen that can do the job, and they have a lineup that can score runs. Cleveland is in a position to make some noise, but now they ran up against a team that is a competitor, and they got beat up pretty good.
All right. Hey, congratulations. You're on quite a streak at Saratoga.
Yeah, we're turning it around a little bit. We had a good one again yesterday. Salt King won, paid $13, so a nice 5-1 shot yesterday, and keeps us on our way. So our streak's at 2.
And what do you have picked for this weekend?
Starting with today, our play for today is going to be in the 7th race in the Hall of Fame, grade 2 stake on the turf, on the inner turf. A lot of nice horses in here, but I think that the 7 horse, Global Access, has a little edge over the rest of them. If you probably don't remember, but a lot of horses coming from Woodbine last year did very, very well at Saratoga. This is another one. This horse last ran the end of June up in Woodbine on the turf, going a mile. It's a one-turn mile up there. Came in third by a half length, so it was kind of a blanket finish. This horse is a much better horse going 2 turns on the turf, which he gets today at Saratoga. Has 2 nice works for Trombetta up there. 6-1 morning line with Johnny Velasquez, but Velasquez has been kind of cold. He's only got 3 wins at the meet. He's 3-43. This is a good opportunity for him to step up and make some noise. So our play for the day today is in the 7th race, the 7 horse, and that's Global Access. Looking to the stakes tomorrow, 2 stakes that we're looking at. One is going to be the 8th race, the test, a grade 1 sprint, for three-year-olds going seven furlongs. Draws seven horses in here. Two horses I'm looking at. One is going to be the one horse, Serengeti Express. This horse is very good at one turn. Been running in big races all year. I should say she, running the Rachel Alexander, the Fairground Oaks, the Kentucky Oaks, the Acorn, which was one turn at Belmont on Belmont Day. Two very, very good works coming into the race tomorrow up at Saratoga. Two 4-furlong works at 47. That's really good up there. And I think this horse gets the job done. Ran against Goroner last time, who's a monster filly. This horse ran second to her in a 9-horse field. So Serengeti Express gets my top pick. To round out the exacta tomorrow, I'm going right next door to the 2-horse Bellafina. This horse is shipping in from the West Coast. Has two nice works at Del Mar coming out here for this race. Another horse who's a one-turn specialist. So looking for a bang-up exacta here tomorrow with a 1-2 box. And the win money's going to go on Serengeti Express. The big race of all the big races tomorrow up at Saratoga is the 9th. That's the Whitney, grade 1, going a mile and an eighth. The Whitney is named after the Whitney family. And like we said the other day, she just passed away last weekend. And they're expecting to put on a little remembrance today in the Hall of Fame induction for her, which is definitely justified. This draws a field of 8 horses in it. You're going to have a big favorite in McKenzie. I do not like McKenzie at all. I don't like him running a mile and an eighth. I don't like him running at Saratoga. He's going to be over bet, which gives us a nice opportunity. Two horses I like here. One is the 4-horse, Thunder Snow. This horse has been running all over the world in Dubai, comes back, runs at Belmont in the Jockey Club last year, ran 3rd in the Breeders' Cup Classic, ran back to Dubai, ran a fast closing 3rd in the Met Mile to Mattoli on Belmont Day. Thunder Snow doesn't need to take his track with him, and I think Thunder Snow is the definitely 2-turn horse to use in here. So Thunder Snow is going to be one play for me in this race tomorrow. The other one is going to be a horse for course, in my opinion, and that's going to be the 7, Yoshida. I wish they would just take this horse and leave this horse on one surface, be it turf or dirt. This horse can run on anything. Ran a very big race last year in the Woodward to win, going away by 2. Only been on the track surface once and ran one of the biggest buyers of his life. So I'm going to go with Yoshida, the 7, and the 4, Thunder Snow, in an exacta box tomorrow up at Saratoga. And I'm kind of leaning toward Thunder Snow to win unless he gets bet at the windows. So 4-7, 7-4 in the Whitney tomorrow. And post time for that race is 5:45.
All right, we'll wrap up sports, and I'm going to give you some good news out of a league that you hate, out of the NFL.
They cancel the season?
No, I don't know if you heard what Jerry Jones said yesterday about Ezekiel Elliott, his holdout. Did you hear what he said?
No.
Quote, they asked him if he was going to be signed by August 6th or if he'd be signed by the time they played the Giants. Here's a direct quote. I don't see a point. I don't see a point. I don't see a point months into the season. I don't see a point. I'm not going to be a market setter. I don't need let's listen to this. I don't need a rushing champion to win a Super Bowl. And Jones said, as far as doing something that would disrupt and shake the base of our plans on how we're going to keep talent, we've got to hear and we've got to do that. I'm not about to shake that loose over that concern. I've got a lot of good players that are going to have a lot of contracts coming up. I'm not going to go there. There you go.
Fake news.
I don't think.
All Cowboys have to do is come out of the box 0-2, and he'll be hunting them down like a dog looking for a bird.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Leopard doesn't change its spots.
Yeah, he you're right. I thought about that when I saw it, but I still said maybe he's just had enough. I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe he had enough of bourbon before he made the statement.
Okay. Hey, have a good weekend. I'll speak to you on Monday.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Take care. Mike Cossey with the check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.